Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he addressed these believers as saints, even though they were a very immature group of Christians. You see, if we have truly accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are saints. We've been set aside as God's possession. We've been saved by grace. In God's sight, He sees us perfectly holy because of His mercy and grace in Jesus Christ. But Paul used the word grace in a second way in his introduction to this letter. Listen carefully.
I always thank my God for you because of the grace of God given to you in Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in Him in every way, in all speech and all knowledge. In this way, the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Here Paul stated that the Corinthians were not only saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they received grace gifts, demonstrating they were true believers. So here's the principle to live by. To explain and appreciate God's grace, we must understand the various ways this divine source is used in the New Testament. But most importantly, we must understand God's wonderful free gift of salvation. The Apostle Paul said, "For by grace we have been saved through faith, not of ourselves, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Have you received this wonderful gift of salvation?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.